Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. There will be two parts to today's program. In the first part, you will hear words of encouragement for parents of children who are blind. In the second part of the program, you will hear about a smartphone app called Be My Eyes. I just signed up, and I hope you will too. More about that in a little while, but first, here is an article from a new website I found. The website is called themighty.com, and they say that they provide words of encouragement for parents of kids who are blind. Themighty.com. The article is by Kristen Smedley. Kristen is the mom of two blind sons and a sighted daughter. She co-founded and manages an organization called Curing Retinal Blindness Foundation. This is the only patient organization for Leber's congenital amaurosis or retinitis pigmentosa. Kristen, the author of this article, is also a speaker that energizes audiences and challenges them to raise expectations of what is possible for people without sight and inspires them to gather the tools they need to achieve their personal greatness. Kristen writes a blog titled I Believe in Miracles, and that I is spelled E-Y-E, I Believe in Miracles, that's her blog. And at that blog, she finds the silver lining in all of life's challenges. And now the article by Kristen Smedley, it's titled, When I Realized I Should Have High Expectations for My Blind Sons. This was actually posted in March of last year. Not too long ago, she said, I read a statistic that scared me to death. 70% of blind or visually impaired adults are unemployed. It might not scare everyone to death, but for me, that statistic was heart-stopping. That number and the number of people it represents are huge, but when I read it, I wasn't actually concerned about how many people it impacts. I was concerned only that, at that moment, about two people in my life, my blind sons. My sons are blind due to a rare inherited eye disease. When we received the first diagnosis 16 years ago, all I could think of was, he will never play baseball. He will never keep up with the other kids. He will never drive. I thought of all the childhood things I believed my son would miss out on. I sobbed over my visions of him never having a full life. You see, I had never met a blind person before. I had only known of a few blind folks, Helen Keller, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles. All I actually knew about blindness was nothing at all. Therefore, I expected a life of challenge and hardship for them. My hopes and dreams for my son were gone. I had such a bleak expectation of my son's life ahead. I relied completely on the early intervention of professionals to create his early educational plan. I treated them as my therapists, helping me cope, instead of as teachers who would help him thrive. I took all advice as golden because they had spent their years in the blindness world, and I was the newbie. I was so lost in my sorrow that I celebrated anything and everything I thought remotely looked like that old dream of a sighted life without questioning it. I cheered when a teacher advised me that Michael had so much vision that he would fight Braille, so just skip it. I was proud to hear he had such great muscle tone for a blind child. I breathed a sigh of relief that no one mentioned the white cane for my little guy. As I was attempting to climb out of this devastation ditch that I was in, I came across a story about a man named Eric Weinmeier, who had recently climbed the summit of Mount Everest, and he is completely blind. His story began to shift my expectation of what might be possible for my blind sons. If Eric could manage climbing a mountain without sight, surely we could figure out preschool. And when the time came, I believed my son was ready and able to attend a local regular preschool and move on to the local public school. I expected he'd survive and we would figure it all out. And figure it out we did. We figured out that we should have started Braille instruction earlier. We figured out that he was way behind in white cane training. We figured out that we were shoving our son into a sighted world, hoping for the best, instead of guiding him with the right tools to ensure his success. I pressed on and investigated more blind adults who were having success, noting the tools that they used. I read about blind runners, musicians, and business leaders. I learned about assistive technology, Braille, and mobility training. While my expectations for my son's lives were gaining new heights, I began to find that the expectations for blind children in this country are not so high. Not high at all, as a matter of fact. Remember that statistic I opened with, that 70% of blind adults are unemployed? Now consider this from Michael's Kindergarten Individualized Education Plan, commonly called the IEP. They said, this was in kindergarten, they said about him, Michael will find his cubby independently 70% of the time. Well, my son was going to be expected to achieve only 70% of the time? Coincidence or direct correlation of expectations and achievement? When we read that goal in the IEP meeting, we asked, does the cubby move around from day to day? Is this a hard thing for even the sighted children to find their cubbies? No, and no. So we did not understand why Michael, finding his cubby to hang up his jacket only a few times each week, would be considered success, yet the other children would be doing it 100% of the time. We don't want him to fail, they said. If we told him to go for 100% and he misses on one data collection day, it will look as though he isn't progressing. It took a while, but we eventually made the case that if he is missing the cubby at all, he is definitely not progressing, and things need to be put in place to teach him how to succeed 100% of the time. And so began the journey. This was the journey of keeping our expectations for our boys very high. We hold each of them, as well as their educational team, accountable. We expected them to learn the Braille code with 100% accuracy. We expected them to learn the computer skills that sighted children were learning with 100% accuracy. We expected them to advocate for themselves, pursue their interests, and be kind, thoughtful, and productive community members. The results? Well, they are now in high school and middle school and are thriving. Not just as blind children, but as kids in general. They pursue their passions, they try new things, they excel at schoolwork, they have ups and they have downs. We are still learning the tools of blindness every day, and we still constantly reach out to blind role models. Michael is planning for college, and Mitchell is planning material for a stand-up comedy act. Oh my, I think the only thing they have in common is their passion for student government. Each of them has found teachers, coaches, and other adults who have high expectations for them and joined their teams in guiding them to their greatness. However, both Michael and Mitchell have had to demonstrate to more than a few folks that blind children are differently but equally capable of greatness. I expect my children, the blind and the sighted, she has two blind boys and one girl who was sighted. I expect my children, all of them, to pursue their passions and achieve their dreams. I expect that they will achieve their personal greatness. And you know what? All three of my children expect that of themselves. And that expectation of greatness allows them to be open to figuring out the tools they need and to build a team of support along the way. I challenge everyone, parents, teachers, coaches, and others in all communities, to heighten our expectations for our children and give them the guidance they need to not just survive life's challenges, but to thrive. Well, for the second half of the program today, you'll hear about an app that can really help you. And if you don't have a smartphone, this may encourage you to think about getting one. Information came from the website bemyeyes.org. First, a question. What is Be My Eyes? Be My Eyes is a free mobile app designed to bring sight to the blind and visually impaired. With the press of a button, the app establishes a live video connection between blind and visually impaired users and sighted volunteers. Every day, volunteers are lending their eyes to solve challenges, both big and small, in the lives of people who are blind and visually impaired. With over 500,000 users across 150 countries, Be My Eyes has grown to become the largest online community for the blind and visually impaired. I'm going to repeat those numbers. 500,000 users, over 150 countries. This app harnesses the power of generosity, technology, and human connection to help blind and visually impaired individuals lead more independent lives. Here are some of the frequently asked questions for blind and visually impaired Be My Eyes. How does it work? It's simple. When you log on to the app, the main screen displays a button that reads Connect to First Available Volunteer. If you need visual assistance with something, simply tap this button. Be My Eyes will call a sighted volunteer who speaks your language and establishes a video connection between you using your phone's camera, which is, by the way, located at the top right-hand corner, they say, of the non-screen side of your phone. My camera's in the top left corner of the back side of the phone. And they will also connect both participants' microphone, your microphone and the volunteer who's going to help you. The sighted volunteer will explain the things that you point your camera at. The volunteers are called at random, and our technology matches based on language and time zone, so you never need to worry about disturbing anyone. From the sighted volunteer's perspective, they receive a notification on their smartphone that a Be My Eyes user is seeking help. If they choose to accept the call, a live video connection is established between both parties. If a volunteer is unable to answer a call, someone else will step in as the call is automatically forwarded to other volunteers until answered. Most calls are answered within 45 seconds. Due to the size of our amazing volunteer network and sophisticated matching technology, the app enables you to request assistance in your native language 24 hours a day, no matter where you are. Whether you need support distinguishing between or among household products, reading instructions, or help with any technical difficulty, our volunteers are here for you. Next question, how can I get it? Be My Eyes is available both for Android and iOS phones, that's Apple phones, smartphones. Join the community today by downloading Be My Eyes from the Google Play Store. If you are an iOS user, you can download Be My Eyes in the App Store. Next question, everybody's wondering, well, how much can I use Be My Eyes? The answer is easy, as much as you want. Right now, there are over 500,000 sighted volunteers in the Be My Eyes community who are ready and willing to assist you. We would like to stress that you can and should feel free to make calls as frequently as you wish without ever disturbing anyone. In fact, we have many eager volunteers who are still waiting to receive their first request for help. All this is to say you definitely can use Be My Eyes as much as you possibly could want. And I have to add a note here. Yes, I signed up to be a sighted volunteer about 2 weeks ago, and I am one of those who are still eagerly waiting to receive my first request for help. Actually, I got one the next day. I saw it come over my cell phone. I responded immediately, and before I could respond, somebody else had picked up the call. So there are lots of volunteers waiting to help you. Next question, though. We'll move on with the article. Is Be My Eyes free? Yes, absolutely. Be My Eyes is free, no matter how much you use it. So we get to making your first call. Once the app is downloaded onto your phone and you have to confirm your email address, you can make your first call. How are people using Be My Eyes? Well, they give you many situations here where a pair of friendly eyes can be helpful for people who have visual impairments, and Be My Eyes is used to solve a wide range of daily tasks. The following list, and there are quite a few of them here, provides examples of some of the creative ways that people are using the Be My Eyes app. First of all, I could use this one myself sometimes, finding lost items. Second, describing pictures, paintings, or other pieces of artwork. Matching or explaining colors. No chance of you mixing navy blue with black anymore. Next, reading labels on household products. You know how much those soup cans look like, green bean cans. This would help. Somebody who could look at the labels for you. Next, reading on computer screens if websites are inaccessible or if screen readers are not available to you. The next one, number six, shopping in supermarkets. Next, identifying the expiration dates on perishable food packages. Oh, I gotta tell you, I just threw out a jug of milk this morning that was about a week overdue. I didn't really dare smell as I poured it down the drain. This would help identify expiration dates for you. Another idea, familiarizing yourself with new locations. Or you could use it to distinguish between products like canned foods, shampoos, soaps, and spices. You can determine, if you're totally blind, you can determine if the lights in a room are turned on or off. Number 11, finding out when public transportation, like buses or trains, are departing or arriving. And the final one that they list, but you can probably come up with your own, resolving electrical or technical issues. So right now, there are over 500,000 sighted volunteers in the Be My Eyes community who are ready and willing to assist you. And I am one of those. Now, next question. In what circumstances should you not use Be My Eyes? Please keep in mind that the generous sighted helpers in the Be My Eyes network are volunteers, and we cannot guarantee the quality of their help nor take responsibility for any of their actions. This is like a disclaimer. You should pay attention to it. You may under no circumstances share any nude, unlawful, hateful, or sexually suggestive content via this service. And you should never display any items containing personal information, such as credit cards, passports, or envelopes that list your address. Please do not use Be My Eyes in situations that may cause danger to yourself or others. We recommend that you take these simple precautions for the best possible experience with Be My Eyes. And please report cases of app misuse or abuse that you encounter. You can do that by emailing them. Their email address is info@bemyeyes.com, and you should do that immediately. So the following are situations where Be My Eyes should not be used. Identifying credit cards. Number two, identifying mail that displays your personal address. Identifying anything on your passport. Anything involving social security numbers, bank information, or insurance. Anything that can put your health in danger. They also advocate not using the service to identify medicines or taking any medicines. Don't use the service for any health-related issues, and do not use the service for any bullying or practical jokes. So we appreciate your cooperation in making Be My Eyes a source of support, kindness, and empowerment for all of our users. The next question, how long does it take to get help? Well, due to our huge network of volunteers and our unique matching technology, we are now able to match over 90% of the calls within 60 seconds. If your request is not answered within 2 minutes, we recommend hanging up and trying to call again. Next question, are there limits to the length of my calls? They say there is no limit to how long a call can be, but it would be a nice gesture to let the volunteer know if you have a task that you think may take a long time. Most volunteers are willing to accommodate any request, but seeing as they are going about their daily lives, it never hurts to ask. Remember that you can always call another volunteer to help you solve the issue in case your first match has to go. Next one. Will the volunteer know my name or personal information? Be My Eyes, the app is designed to be anonymous, so the volunteer will never be given your phone number, your name, your address, your email, your location, or any other personal information. The volunteer will simply receive what they call a push notification that a Be My Eyes user is seeking help, and they will ask if they will accept the call if he or she is available. You can choose to introduce yourself using your first name, but it is completely up to you and what you are comfortable with. Next question, will the volunteers speak my language? The answer is yes. Be My Eyes connects you with volunteers based on the language that your phone is set to. If your phone is set to use English, we will only connect you to English-speaking volunteers. If your phone is set to Spanish, we will only connect you to Spanish-speaking volunteers, and so on. Be My Eyes is now available in more than 130 different languages. If you speak more than one language, you can add languages to your phone under the Settings button. Next, can I ask for help in the middle of the night? The answer, you probably can figure this one out. You may request help 24/7. We match based on language and time zone, meaning we only contact volunteers during their daytime hours. For example, if you speak English and you're based in the United States and you need help in the middle of the night, we will connect you to an English-speaking volunteer in, for example, England or Australia, where it is daytime for the volunteer. Our volunteer network is so large that no matter when you call, it is almost certain that there is a volunteer who speaks your language for whom it is daytime. And I did find out this organization is located in Denmark for what information that is, but they do serve people worldwide. The next question of these frequently asked questions, can I use Be My Eyes without Wi-Fi? And they say yes. Be My Eyes works over any viable network connection. If you are not on a Wi-Fi connection when you make a Be My Eyes call, you will automatically use your 3G, 4G, or LTE data. Next, who are the sighted volunteers? Well, you know right now that I am one of them. But in general now, our sighted volunteers are friendly citizens who have decided that they are willing to lend their sight as they go about their daily lives. If a volunteer is busy when they receive a call, the Be My Eyes technology will find the next available volunteer right away. In fact, we do send one call request to multiple volunteers at a time to ensure that you get connected with someone as quickly as possible. Right now, there are over 500,000 sighted volunteers in the Be My Eyes community who are ready and willing to assist you in every time zone and in over 130 languages. We would like to stress that you, therefore, can and should feel free to make calls as frequently as you wish without ever feeling you're disturbing anyone. In fact, we have many eager volunteers like me who are still waiting to receive their first request for help. So you can use Be My Eyes as much as you could possibly want. Below, we have five testimonials from some of the sighted volunteers. The volunteers are saying, the first one is saying, the feeling of usefulness when you answer a call and can successfully help someone cannot be described. I am always eagerly awaiting the next call. Another sighted volunteer says, I am so happy to have been helpful. Thanks for this application, thanks for helping people who don't see well, and thanks for giving me this moment of joy. It is great to feel useful. And another volunteer said, I just helped for the first time, and I was more than excited. This is awesome to be able to be someone's eyes in a time of need. Thank you for the opportunity to help. Another sighted volunteer says, my first opportunity to help went very well. What a wonderful way to connect people. Thank you for making my day. I already love this, as it is so easy to help others. I look forward to more opportunities to help. In this final testimony from a volunteer who was waiting for your call, I was so thrilled to be able to help someone within a couple of hours of installing and signing up for the app. It was such a wonderful experience to be able to help someone. And now, from the other side of this situation, what do our blind and visually impaired users think? And below we have a few testimonials from the blind and visually impaired users. The first one says, I do not know what I would do without this app. It has been a lifesaver for me. The second one says, I'm quite new to the Be My Eyes service, but I find it extremely helpful. I've only used it a handful of times, but I can tell you the results have been 100%. I had a man help me tell the difference between types of tea, and another woman identify a can of tomatoes for me. Now, this sounds like a small thing, but I can tell you it's not. So many times I've opened the wrong can. and this is very disappointing, to say the least. I just want to say thank you to all the volunteers who so nicely give up their time to do this. Remember, it is the small things in a person's life that can make a big difference. And another person, a user, says, I have had the app for more than a year. I wanted to give you some examples of ways that I use the app. Be My Eyes volunteers have located dropped items on the floor or on a worktop surface. Volunteers have assisted in locating specific pages in my books. Volunteers have read settings on digital washing machine and my digital dryer. Volunteers have looked through catalogs with me and read descriptions of items and prices. Volunteers have identified CDs and helped me sort them out. Be My Eyes has been a valuable part of my life. Probably the thing I'm most grateful for is the ability to ask for sighted assistance with things that could be considered non-essential. And the final user says, I am thankful for all of the volunteers who give up their time so freely and who are so kind and patient with me. Now, spreading the word about Be My Eyes, being a small team based in Denmark, we encourage everyone to help us spread the word about this app. You can follow them on Twitter or Facebook and share your stories there. Send us an email, and the word is info@bemyeyes.com. And again, that website is www.bemyeyes.com. And on your smartphone, you can access the app through the normal way that you would add an app, the Google Play Store or the App Store. So that's the story, the double feature program for today. And to end today's program, I have a quote for you to think about. It's by that old named person called Anonymous. The quote is, you don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.